13. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, usually associated with or somewhat compatible with the ideas of the guests for that day. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. I do not access my regular email program during this program. So if you email your questions there, I'm not going to get them. So do be sure to mail them to spingola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We probably will not take calls today. If we do decide later on, I will announce that. My guest this first hour is Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters. The website is stopsmartmeters.org. Joshua, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Deanna. It's good to be on again.
You have been very, very busy, and I think that you are really doing a great job, and you seem to be experiencing some success. Although certain stories at your website are very disturbing, where people who have worked in the program for such a long time are ill, and that makes me very sad.
Yeah, there. You know, the damage that the smart grid is causing to people and to the environment is spreading, unfortunately, as the program spreads and as the deployment spreads throughout the U.S. and other countries. But the good news and the silver lining here is that people are waking up to the truth about the utilities' plans and the effects of these new meters, as well as RF wireless technology in general being a real hazard to human and environmental health.
Right. And I think it's due to people like you that others are waking up to this. And you recently had a press release that talked about some infiltration about regarding Mr. William Devereaux.
That's correct. Yeah, this is something that happened in the heat of California's smart meter battles 2.5 years ago. We started Stop Smart Meters in July of 2010, and we quickly gained a great deal of momentum from politicians, local politicians, the public, and over the past couple of years, our organization, working with other groups around the state, have managed to get 57 local government cities and counties to officially say that they are opposed to smart meter deployment as they were being deployed, and our success raised some eyebrows at PG&E, who didn't want their $3 billion program to go down the drain, which would have been an incredible embarrassment for them. Forget about what it would have meant, for benefiting public health and our privacy and safety. So they were in panic mode. We had organized direct actions that shut down their yards, and they responded.
That is great. Hold that thought. We do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Our guest this first hour is Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters. His website is stopsmartmeters.org. Okay, you were explaining to us about what PG&E was doing and that you've had a measure of success for which I applaud you. Your efforts are just absolutely astounding, but you're just doing such a wonderful job.
Well, thank you, Deanna. I mean, I think that, you know, the strength of our movement has a lot to do with just this network of amazing people who have come together and in many cases sacrificed, you know, their income and their time to spread the word and to really, you know, spread knowledge throughout their communities. And we would be nowhere without those people. So, you know, it's part of a large network. As far as what happened back in 2010, and, you know, this story goes back to them and, in 2010 and ongoing, we had a listserv and a private email group that links together all these people fighting smart meters throughout the state and even outside the state. You know, very specific details were discussed about strategy and legal strategy and things like that. And in November, the moderator of that group, Sandy Maurer of the EMF Safety Network, received a strange email, and what it said was, William Devereaux said, hi, my name is Ralph Floria. I'm an activist from Oakland, and I'd like to get involved in your group. Can I please, you know, join your discussion list? And, of course, William Devereaux was the head of PG&E's Pacific Gas and Electric smart meter program for the whole state. He had been traveling around to all the various local council meetings, assuring elected representatives that these meters were safe and that they were they guaranteed, you know, customer privacy. And meanwhile, he was trying to gain access to private groups using a false pseudonym. So once that email was received, the email was sent to the media, who covered it. And Mr. Devereaux was forced to resign a couple days later in shame. And so once that happened, there was an investigation that was launched by the California Public Utilities Commission that is still ongoing. And we are learning more and more every day about how widespread this spying was. It wasn't limited to William Devereaux himself, who had been, it turns out, had been monitoring other private lists for months and even forwarding those messages, those private messages, on to executives at the Public Utilities Commission, as well as other executives within PG&E. And we came out with a press release a couple of weeks ago now that revealed that it was not only Devereaux, it was in fact executives like Helen Burt, who's the chief customer officer for PG&E, as well as Greg Corrali, the head of the electrical distribution for the whole Northern California. I mean, this was a case where the company of Pacific Gas and Electric was undertaking, you know, and participating in criminal episodes and criminal activity and deceit and fraud, basically misrepresenting their identities in order to gain access to these groups and then discredit them, which they did by calling us insurgents. And then what they did is forward our thousands of pages of emails to the media without our consent. So this is a case of really, you know, a utility and a public utilities commission working together to discredit groups fighting for health and safety when, you know, our publicly elected public utilities commission should be in the role of regulating the utilities and ensuring that they're operating in a safe manner. Instead, you know, when groups point out that they're operating in an unsafe manner, we see this collusion behind the scenes between the Public Utilities Commission and the utility to discredit our groups and to discredit what we are saying. And in fact, what we were saying, which is that there's going to be a serious public health emergency if these utility meters are put in everywhere, has really come to pass. And some of the fire damage that we were concerned about because of the lack of underwriter's laboratory certification, those things have come to pass too, and people have even died in some of these fires caused by smart meters. So it's very, very clear in California and many other states that the Public Utilities Commission isn't doing its job and is in fact inhibiting investigations that would assist in the safe provision of utility services to the public.
Amazing. And this is very deceptive, and you implied that it's also not just deceptive, but against the law for these officers to infiltrate activist groups and pose as other people. Is that true?
Absolutely. They violated, you know, the California Constitution, which guarantees privacy rights to individuals and to organizations, and the Business and Professions Code prohibits, you know, misrepresenting your identity. So there's a number of different codes and laws that Pacific Gas and Electric violated. Right now, the Public Utilities Commission is deciding how much to fine PG&E for its transgressions. And the fine amount that they've come to, they've tried to put forward a settlement between the Public Utilities Commission, PG&E, and a group called TURN, the Utility Reform Network, which ostensibly fights for consumer rights, but in this case is really weighing in on the side of PG&E and supporting a settlement that would sweep all these details under the rug, that would protect executives, that would protect the head of the Division of Policy and Planning.
Gosh. So,
it's pretty ugly, the whole thing, and really underscores the deceit that was necessary and is still necessary to pull the wool over the eyes of the public, you know, saying things like, oh, the smart meters only transmit 45 seconds a day, when it came out in papers that it's actually above 190,000 pulses of radiation per day that these smart meters emit. So there's a history and a pattern of deceit that is not just limited to one individual, as PG&E would like to portray it. This is a systemic problem in which we have a predatory utility that is, you know, has profit as its number one goal, and really is sacrificing people's lives for, you know, higher profits. That is really the reality of what we're facing. And, you know, a number of scandals have sort of engulfed PG&E over the past few years, and the level of resentment and anger against the utility from California is at an all-time high. So people are really questioning, you know, the model that why do we need a company which siphons off all of this public money to give to shareholders? Why can't we have a public utility that is more community-based, that serves the public and puts safety and health first? And that's a question that the CPUC and their backers and the governor and PG&E really can't answer. You know, this question of, you know, should we continue benefiting the 1% through our utility bills, or should we have, you know, people from Europe can't believe that we have a structure in which, for-profit corporations are in charge of our essential services. These are the results, the kind of incidents like San Bruno, where eight or nine people died in the explosion that happened in that city, and there was lax oversight. These are the kinds of tragedies that occur when a company is not regulated and is allowed to predate on the public purse.
Exactly. And I think that yours is just a model for what is going on in the rest of the country. A couple of the ladies that are associated with a very a local group, the Naperville Smart Meter Awareness Group, they were arrested. And they are now having to raise money to fight against their arrest. But the utility company came out to install a smart meter on one of the ladies' homes, and they cut her lock to go into her yard and install this smart meter, even though she had posted notification not to. And then her friend was photographing this whole event, videotaping this whole event. And, I mean, the utility company brought the law with them to arrest these two women.
Yeah, this incident that happened in Naperville is appalling and shocking. There have been dozens of arrests made in the smart meter movement, you know, people who are undertaking nonviolent, peaceful civil disobedience to block installations in their communities. I've personally been arrested twice, sitting in front of utility installation vehicles, because I feel so strongly that this smart meter program is hazardous to the public health. But this is the first time that homeowners or residents, when they say, "Get off my property, you do not have permission to be on my property," to an installer, where the homeowners have actually been arrested. I mean, it's ludicrous. It's ridiculous that this is that the city of Naperville can even think that they have the legal authority to do this. The reality is that everyone a resident or a property owner or a renter has the option to say no to a smart meter based solely on their property rights, and the utility does not have the right to force these things on. So this idea of trying to achieve these opt-out programs in states is completely ludicrous, because we already have an opt-out. The truth is that we never opted in the first place. And so for a Naperville, which is a local government and a municipal utility, to come in with armed police backing them up, saying, "We're going to force this thing on your house," and even if you say, as some of the people in Naperville did, that we don't want electricity anymore under these conditions, we want you to unplug us, they still say, "No, we can't do that. We're going to force a smart meter on your house." So suddenly, you know, we have a major problem, and we need to resolve it.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Joshua Hart. Be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival competent. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this first hour is Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters. That website is stopsmartmeters.org. And we also have people who have called into their local electrical suppliers and are being told that smart meters are perfectly safe. And I also have a note from yesterday in anticipation of your visit today. And this note says that private utility monopoly companies will not have to invest any more in creating more power generating facilities, yet will be able to have ever increasing profits from current investment and current generating facilities, but not from the increased consumer utility usage. In fact, customers will be given incentives in the form of ever rising utility rates to use less energy. The magic of this business model, as I understand it, and my understanding may be faulty, is that the lack of new energy generating facilities will create a bottleneck in the face of increasing population demands. Would you agree to those statements?
You know, I wouldn't, Deanna, and I'll tell you why. We tend to focus, whenever you talk about policies in this country or in many cases abroad, to do with housing, transportation, energy use, we're talking about typically the way the dialogue goes is about increasing supply to meet demand. And, in today's, with our increasing population and our diminishing resources, that is a very irresponsible approach. You know, what would make more sense and what would be a more conservative approach is to look at what our demand is. What do we use this energy for anyway in the first place? And I think if you look carefully at what our energy usage is around the country, a lot of it is wasted. A lot of it goes to power people's cell phone chargers that are just stuck in, or this phantom load of all your appliances just, you know, plugged in and not doing anything. They're just sitting there while you're at work consuming energy, and you're having to pay the bill. That suits the consumer electronics industry. That suits the utilities who get to, you know, collect the money that you pay for that. But it's not really necessary. And, you know, the more that you look at our current electricity distribution system, it is so outdated. We generate power using inefficient fossil fuel, often coal-based power plants. We transmit that electricity in AC, alternating current, hundreds of miles. We lose a significant proportion of that along the way. And then when it gets to our houses, oftentimes we reconvert that from AC to DC to use to power our consumer electronics, when we could do something very, very simple, which is to create electricity through renewable energy on a community by community level, and stick to using direct current, which is more efficient and works better on a local level. This whole idea of having a nationwide grid that is now susceptible to hacking, to infiltration because of its computerized nature, once all these smart meters are installed, it leaves us vulnerable to anyone who would want to turn off the grid. It's much more sensible, at least in my mind, to shift from our dependence on these far-flung corporate utility empires who have us, you know, really in a corner when it comes to, you know, electricity provision. A lot of them are monopolies. Instead, you know, what a lot of people are saying is we don't want to take part in the smart grid. We don't want to take part in you know, a growing nightmare of pollution and high costs and utility company control. We want to be in control of this ourselves. And, you know, personally, after working on this issue for a year, I could not in good conscience give my money to a company like PG&E, who is doing so much harm. And so my girlfriend and I, we made the decision to move off the grid. We looked at our energy demand and said, you know, look, we can do without the TV, you know, we can do without the fridge, we can get a propane refrigerator, we have three solar panels, a couple of marine batteries, and that's kept the lights on, you know, and we have a higher quality of life. I think people are realizing that not only is wireless technology, like radio frequency technology that has been labeled a class 2B carcinogen by the World Health Organization, not only is that dangerous, electricity itself is risky. I mean, a study just came out linking Alzheimer's rates to electricity exposure, and that's just sitting in your home with the electromagnetic fields from the wiring. So there's an increasing awareness that our industrial lifestyles are making us die earlier, are giving us diseases, and that, you know, returning to a simpler lifestyle where we're in control of the energy that we produce, where we use that energy more responsibly, is a far better model for the future than continuing to feed into this, like, insane system that we have right now.
Right. And we've covered those issues before on this program with other guests, and I totally agree with you. And the same gentleman, James, also wants to know about the problem with multiple smart meters on one unit wall, for instance, if they live in a condo complex or apartment building. Mm-hmm. The opt-out is not easy to do when you are living in an apartment building. We do have to take a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this first hour is Joshua Harp. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters. The website is stopsmartmeters.org. And one of the visitors in our chat room wanted me to ask if you are aware of the government study from 1932 describing technocracy and that this is the foundation for the smart grid and meters that goes all the way back to 1932.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't surprise me. I think that, you know, the technology to do this kind of thing, and when we say this kind of thing, what we mean is a spy system that extracts very detailed information about what people do in their homes. That is the truth, and can affect your health, behavior, neurological functioning using these wireless pulses of radiation in different modalities. So I can certainly understand the talk and the suspicion. The growing suspicion of the government for doing something like this, and people are right to be cautious and to be doubtful about the government's motives. They haven't been forthcoming. In fact, we've been getting deceptive information. With the case you brought up before the break about a bank of smart meters on someone's wall, you know, this is precisely why the opt-out model does not work and should not be supported alone as a measure of dealing with some of these problems. You know, if someone has 100 electric meters on their wall and they opt out, there's 99. You know, and each of those 99 meters are going to be radiating, sending out signals up to 190,000 times a day. So, you know, would you want to have your child sleeping on the other side of that wall, where millions of microwave pulses are being sent out? And these are, you know, pulses that are been shown in peer-reviewed studies to be biologically active and biologically, damaging. We've heard from many, many people who've had particularly severe health effects, whose bedrooms or whose living rooms are on the other side of the wall from a bank of meters. And to make matters worse, the authorization form that the Federal Communications Commission provides the smart meter company, Silver Spring Networks in this case, actually says that these meters may not be co-located with one another. They may not be located next to one another, and yet you see the utility companies flagrantly violating that requirement, and you see the regulatory agencies, the FCC, unwilling or unable to carry out any enforcement actions around this. So people really need to take responsibility. You know, I was speaking to a woman yesterday in Rockland, California, who lives in an apartment. She's low income. She's having a hard time finding anywhere else to live, and she's having really bad symptoms, ringing in the ears, headaches, nausea. And I told her, you got to get out of there. You know, you got to get out of there, whatever it takes. If the people in your apartment complex won't wake up and won't get together, it sounds like there is increasing awareness about it, and they are organizing to try and get these things removed. But at the end of the day, the demand has just got to be made to the utility. This, you know, we got to remember that we're the customer, we pay the bills, they are the service provider, they are the company, people need to take a peaceful but effective direct action where our regulatory agencies and our utilities are not looking after our health. Otherwise, no one else is going to.
Right. Now, there are whole communities, counties, and cities that have opted out of this program. Aren't there some there in California, like Marin County?
Yeah, you know, it's complicated. About a dozen local governments, including cities and counties, have passed laws that say the utility is not legally allowed to come in and install smart meters. But a PG&E or the other utilities and the Public Utilities Commission say that they're case is that local governments have no right to make these laws, that the CPUC has sole jurisdiction, and this is a debate. This is a dispute between local governments and the state regarding where the powers lie. And the California Constitution, as is the same with many states' constitutions, allows local governments the right to protect the health and safety of their residents. And this includes with regard to utilities. Many of them have franchise agreements with the utility to allow them to use public land. And you know, this is not, the utility company doesn't own the streets, doesn't own the land on which their poles are located, doesn't own the land on which your house is located. These are all privately owned. And the utility company really needs to do what the owners of the land dictate. So what's happened is where the local government has passed the law, and they're willing to enforce it, in other words, go and issue a fine, issue a ticket to a smart meter installer, or even arrest a smart meter installer for violating a city or county ordinance, then the utility has backed off. They don't want to get involved. They don't want to have a large public incident that would draw attention to this program. So there are a couple of places in California where the local government has both passed a law to prohibit smart meters and has been willing to stand behind that law in terms of enforcement. The local police department is willing to enforce it. Unfortunately, the county where we are, Santa Cruz County, which is just south of San Francisco, the county board of supervisors passed the law under extreme pressure from the population, and then the sheriff went ahead and arrested protesters, allowing the illegal installation to continue. So we have sheriffs that are corrupt. We have sheriffs that are bought off by the utilities, who are not willing to go and stand behind the public. They're going to stand behind the corporations when push comes to shove. But it is revealing that in places like West Marin, Fairfax, California, to a large extent, the smart meters have not been installed. and the community is well informed and organized to resist any installation. But that is really critical. You need the support of your local government. You need an active group educating the public and organized and ready to physically stand in the way when push comes to shove, because that, unfortunately, with the court system the way it is, local governments are often not able to hire a really high-priced lawyer or legal firm to go up against a major utility who has a whole legal department ready to come down like a ton of bricks on local governments who, in many cases, can't even afford libraries or schools. So it's really up to grassroots activists. It's really up to individuals to organize and to educate the public in this issue.
Well, that is very interesting. And given that most of the communities are also corporations and fall into the same category as PG&E or any other energy provider in the country, it seems that they may be working together and just perhaps pretending that they just don't have the money, because according to other people I have interviewed on this program, most of the communities that feign bankruptcy and all of that aren't really so bankrupt at all, but they are part of the problem. And so when a sheriff, as you indicated, seems to sell out, perhaps he is working for the corporation too and is just, he was a sellout before he ever became the sheriff.
Yeah, there's a great deal of corruption in this country right now, and it seems to be getting worse. In Naperville, Illinois, you have the local government, which is also the municipal utility, violating federal law in order to install these meters without holding the proper hearings. And that's why the Naperville Smart Meter Awareness Group has filed a federal lawsuit and is working through that to stop the city of Naperville from doing what it's doing. And this is where the rubber hits the road in terms of our civil liberties. No one should be forced to have a carcinogenic emitting device in their home. I mean, it's as absurd as if the government came to you and said, "We're going to put this can of DDT of poison in your living room where your kids can access it, and if you don't allow it, we're going to kick you out of your house." I mean, that's literally not an exaggeration. I'm dealing with a man in Minnesota who is the last of his town to refuse a smart water meter, and these are also going in to replace water meters and gas meters. He says, "No, you can't put it in my house." And the city says, "Well, we're going to switch off your water if you don't allow it. And if your water is turned off and you don't have water, we're going to condemn your home." So,
my gosh,
it's to a point where people are literally, being forced to have these devices in their homes or be made homeless. If you don't believe this is happening, just sit on your hands and do nothing and wait till it comes to your town, because we fought very hard in California for the right to opt out, even though that's a half solution, but at least we don't have armed thugs coming into our neighborhoods forcing these unwanted devices onto our homes like they do in some places. But every single step, every single forward increment in policy needs to be hard fought, and that means through it needs to be backed up by direct action, by peaceful action. People in Santa Cruz, a dozen families had to take action to remove the smart meters that were being forced on their homes and in many cases making their kids sick. They had to take action, hire an electrician, buy an analog meter, replace the analog meter, and return the smart meter to the company in a very public way. Those people got their energy, their electricity cut off right before Christmas. There was a public outcry. And in addition to all the lobbying and the organizing and the speaking out, that obtains the opt-out. We still have to pay in California $10 a month, $75 initially, to retain or get your analog meter replaced. But at least it's somewhat of a choice, albeit it's not a choice if you have a business who aren't allowed to opt out currently. Communities are not being allowed to make a decision to opt out, quote-unquote. And if you live in an apartment building and you're unlucky enough to live next to the bank of meters, then you have no choice. So as long as some people in our society have no choice, then really we all have no choice, and we've all got to fight together to not just for an opt out, but to grind this debacle and reckless, dangerous program to a halt, and really analyze how this could have happened. How billions and billions of public dollars could have been spent in such an irresponsible way that doesn't achieve the goals that it promises, and try and chart a course for the future in a way that we can have an energy system that don't put our future at stake and don't put our civil liberties at stake and our families' lives and health at stake.
And that's the thing, such as the Naperville issue. They have filed a suit. And yet, the utility company is going ahead and putting all of these smart meters in, despite this lawsuit. They're not even waiting until there is some sort of resolution on this.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the uncomfortable truth is that without a judge coming down and saying you got to stop this right now, the utility company will do what they want and bully who they want. With the government on their side and with their people in control, it becomes an issue of neighborhood, neighborhood by neighborhood. And of course, the utilities realize that the people have more power than the utilities do. But it's just this fiction of authority that many people, I mean, many of us were brought up to obey authority and to trust the government and to trust these decisions that are being made. And increasingly, people who are researching the truth realize that, wireless devices such as cell phones are being marketed and are being encouraged to be placed against your head when we know, because of research, that they cause brain tumors. These smart meters are being encouraged and are being put on, nearly every single building in the country in close proximity to people when we know that there are negative health outcomes. And when there's a situation like that, yes, people have to organize and lobby and try and change the law and change regulations. But at the end of the day, that can take years. And as we learn from the past mistakes of failing to recognize how cigarettes cause lung cancer, or failing to recognize the dangers of arsenic, that many millions have died and suffered because of our inability or our reluctance to take action as soon as we know that there's a problem. And people have a right, to defend their community, the constitutional rights. And we can't wait for someone else to stand up for us. We need to take that initiative ourselves. And there are many examples in where communities have taken direct action to stop smart meters. Many of those have been effective. And we have videos on our website under the Direct Action tab. People can watch those videos and learn from what other communities have done. But I just encourage people to refuse exposure to these meters. They're not safe. We're dealing with a man in Long Beach who he's a musician. He was sitting at his desk where he works for many hours a day. A smart meter was installed unbeknownst to him 3 feet away. He got a terrible rash on the side of his neck and his face closest to the smart meter, and within about 4 or 5 months he'd been diagnosed with throat cancer. He's now getting treatment for that, but he's really angry about it, and it's just a really, really sad chapter. I think it will be one of the most tragic and egregious examples of corporate violations as we look back at this in years to come.
Right. Now, getting back to your website, stopsmartmeters.org, you do have a lot of very, very good resources here. I think that the sample letter to the utility company, if any of the listeners have not yet written a letter to their utility company, that's number one that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you recommend that people do in addition to writing that letter to their utility company?
Yeah, that's really important, just to have a letter on file with the utility company that you do not consent to their installation of a smart meter on the premises. Make sure that you keep a copy. Make sure that it's sent certified mail so that you have a receipt of sending it. And if any, you know, this can be used in the future if there are court battles. You know, we also have recommended actions that people can do. We have a list of local contacts all around the United States and abroad where people can hook up with their local group or even start a local group and have it listed on our website. We have a new glossy professionally designed brochure about the smart meter issue, which covers the privacy, the health, the fire issue, and those are for sale and for download on our website.
Okay, we're going to take a quick 3-minute break, and then we'll be right back with our guest.
More than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest this first hour has been Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters. That website is stopsmartmeters.org. Please go there. You will find numerous, numerous resources that you can use. So tell us a little bit more about some of those resources, Joshua, and how we might be able to use them.
Sure. Well, you know, we have these new flyers, so these new brochures available for purchase. We can send quantities out anywhere in the country. And if you click on order flyers, download flyers on our website, at the top of our website, you can go and get details about that. You can also download it and print them yourselves. People from other states outside of California have been adapting the brochures and printing their own to be specific to their state and handing those out at events. Many people are planning Earth Day events to reach out to folks who may not know the truth about the environmental harm being done by the smart grid and smart meters. So we encourage people to do all that. And you know, if you look back and you just search around our website, there's a ton of coverage over what's happened in California and in other states, and what's worked and what hasn't strategically for people who are standing up and resisting these devices. And really the whole worldview that brought the smart grid to into being. You know, we need to fight that, the roots of this thing, more than anything.
Right. Now, has your local newspapers and media been of help to you, or have they protected the utility company?
You know, there's been locally there's been fairly good coverage where we are. You know, we worked really hard. We've sent out, you know, dozens of press releases. We've held protests, and those have been covered. Nationally, the story is as you probably would suspect, a little bit different. We have had one evening's coverage on PBS NewsHour. The other mainstream corporate news channels have not covered this. I believe Fox News covered it briefly, and they've covered it sort of tangentially. But no one, you know, on a national level, none of the widespread media sources have really analyzed or investigated this issue and the debate over the health issues in particular, because, you know, the telecommunications industry is really the golden goose of this economy right now, for better and definitely for worse, as we know, you know, for people's health. And so politicians and the media are reluctant to bite the hand that feeds them, and to reveal some of these problems with wireless technology. But that shouldn't discourage people from, you know, sending out press releases. You can use our press releases that we've sent out as models. They're all on our website. And you know, it's important to send letters to the editor, to reach out, to have a community meeting, to bring in the experts. You know, what we've done in many cases where there's a local group who wants to get more awareness, we will either plan a visit or plan a presentation by speakerphone to a gathered community to answer their questions about this and provide technical assistance and strategic help. So really, we are there to support local communities all around the country and all over the world who are fighting this at this skirt.
This is just fabulous, and I thank you so much for being on the program today, for all of your efforts, for your courage, for everything that you're doing to keep people aware of this situation. And I hope people will visit your website, stopsmartmeters.org, and get some information that will help you in your community. So thank you so much, Joshua.
Thank you, Deanna, for getting the word out. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.